It's time for JT the Brick.
The Raider offseason is about content that is productive.
Shotgun to O'Connell. Backpedaling. Lobbing to the end zone. Trying to get Adams. Makes the grab. Touchdown, Raiders.
I thought Aiden O'Connell played pretty well last year. He's a quarterback who's serviceable.
Now pressure. Gets out of there. Crosby's got it from behind. Back at the 45-yard line.
There's no better player who plays with heart and passion and speed than Mad Max Crosby. Wait till you see him this upcoming season.
JT the Brick.
Dodge to throw. Spillane on the blitz. And he wraps him up and holds him up for a sack.
I love the addition of Jack Jones. All the plays he made last year will be a great addition for this team moving forward.
Intercepted down the sideline. Intercepted Jack Jones. And he walks in. Touchdown.
And now...
All right, now we're good. Let's get to it.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT, Jim Otto tribute show. Today, the entire show, 2 hours, and we'll look back at the life and legacy of Jim Otto, one of the greatest football players to ever play, the original Raider, Mr. Raider, on the Mount Rushmore of the Pro Football and Raider Hall of Fame. Jim Otto passed away yesterday, and this is what we do. We stop everything, and we talk about the greatest Raiders of all time. You never know when these shows are coming. You don't want them to ever come. When they do, you do your best. And that's what we're going to try to do today for Jim Otto and Sally and the entire family. The Ottos are great people, and Jim was beyond a legend. And again, it's going to be about you today. The fans, Fred Biletnikoff, will join us at 12:15. I have a former interview that I did with Jim Otto that Bobby found. We'll have Jim Otto's Hall of Fame induction speech. So we're going to do a lot today. We're going to focus exclusively on Jim Otto. Not the OTAs, not practice, not quarterbacks competing for the job. Nope, we're doing Jim Otto for 2 hours. That's the least we could do, and we want to do a lot more here. All of our lineup is pivoting for that, and I just want to tell everybody that this is an important day. It really is. The Raiders stepped up big as Mark Davis went to the torch last night, early in the evening at sunset to light the torch in memory. Let's get to that. I thought this was impressive. I got pretty emotional. Didn't know this was coming. This was the owner of the Raiders last night.
As the sun sets on the Raider Nation, I'm here at Allegiant Stadium to light the Al Davis Memorial Torch in honor of and tribute to Jim Otto, the original Raider. The entire Raider Nation's thoughts and prayers go out to Jim's wife, Sally, and the entire Otto family. Jim, may you rest in peace.
And he lit the torch there in memory of Jim Otto. And you could tell Mark was pretty emotional there. Mark and Jim were really tight, but it might have been one of the most important people in Al Davis's life. With Al Davis and Jim Otto and the career that Mr. Davis had at one point as his coach and then as the owner of the team, all the time I saw him went together after Jim Otto retired, and he traveled exclusively with his wife and Mrs. Davis and Mr. Davis, and then sits with Mark Davis and is with Mark a lot. So Jim Otto had a lasting impact on the Davis family. And it really seems like this is one of the most important people in Al Davis's life as Mr. Davis was alive and was the Maverick. And that's the guy that I always look at. When I saw Mr. Davis, and there were people around him, and he had a lot of friends and a lot of important people, but I think of Jim Otto as number one. I think of Jim Otto as being right next to Mr. Davis whenever you were able to look up, if you're on the Coliseum, and look up into Mr. Davis's booth in his suite, or just saw him walking in together. And then I got a chance to travel on the team plane, and Jim Otto was always on the team plane. And I just want to share this again. I've been very fortunate to meet these gentlemen and build a relationship with them. Jim was one of my tightest confidants with the Raiders because he made it easy for me to be accessible to him. You know, he wasn't intimidating. There's been a lot of people in sports that are very intimidating. You don't know if you should walk up to him. You don't know how to introduce yourself. You don't know how to say, excuse me, can I ask you a question? Jim was one of the finest gentlemen I've ever known. He was an absolute gentleman. And any event that I did, I mean, I saw him signing at Jim's Cards and Comics, at the Raider Image, at events. Right, Jim, he was always around. And we have the Commitment to Excellence Award, which he was the first ever winner, the Gorman Award back then. And now the Commitment to Excellence Award, Max Crosby's won it the last couple of years. And he would show up every year for the dinner, which was brought to us by the steering committee. Those were the top booster clubs of the Raiders. And Jim would be there. And then when he lost his leg, he'd be there in the wheelchair. And he'd sit there and he'd have dinner and he'd sign every autograph that people wanted from him. And he'd just sit there with a big smile. And I would emcee the event and I'd look down. And I always made sure when I started off the event, I would say, Jim Otto is here, our initial winner, Mr. Raider. Get a standing ovation. And he really enjoyed that. Jim wanted to be around people. Jim, from my perspective, loved being noticed by Raider fans, which is really cool. You know, some guys, it just people have different personalities. Some people want to go in the back door. They don't want to be seen. They want to leave when the lights are down. They just don't want that attention. And that is fair. That is fine. Jim would come right in through the center of the room. You could just see him light up. He was a ball of energy. Let this be said about Jim Otto. Because he's not the greatest football player of all time. He is the toughest football player to ever live. And that is very important to me with the work I do for Gridiron Greats and all the years I've known Jim Brown and other people that paid for little to no money. And they didn't play for anything other than winning and bonding and being a part of the NFL, the AFL, and the history of the league. Jim Otto is the poster man for that. He put his body on the line. He lost a limb. He had surgeries like you couldn't count anymore, the amount of surgeries he had, all to entertain you by playing football. So when you think back of football from over 100 years until now, 2024, you can honestly say that Jim Otto is arguably the toughest football player to ever live. 15 years with one team, never missed a game. Played through pain and injury and surgeries, could barely walk near the end of his life. Also, he can play a sport to entertain us. I mean, wow, what else is there? I mean, the guy could have walked away from the game. He played in the greatest years of the Raiders, right up to when the Raiders won the first Super Bowl, retiring before that, an AFL champion, and widely regarded as one of the top two or three people ever to play in the history of the AFL. A 9-time AFL All-Star, 3-time Pro Bowler, a member of the all-time 100 anniversary team. 9-time first team All-AFL. I mean, just incredible what he did for the Raiders before the merger. And then the merger comes in, and what Jim Otto meant to this organization. He is Mr. Raider. I don't like to rank the Raiders historically. He made our all-time team when we did that on the radio last summer, obviously as the starting center. No debate on that. But you look at Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Jim Otto, all the legends who have played this sport. You have to put Jim Otto either number one, two, all-time as the greatest Raiders. And that means a lot. Classy move by the Raiders to have his image on the stadium last night. I emceed Coaches vs. Cancer at the Park MGM with my son. We came out of the Park MGM and got on Frank Sinatra and we're driving by and I look up at the stadium. It's 9 o'clock at night and there's the image of Jim Otto on the stadium wall video board. I was like, wow, pull over and let's get a photo of this. I came home with my son and my mom and dad are in town. My dad is the exact same age year as Jim Otto. Jim Otto, my dad's 86. Jim Otto, they were born in the same year as Jim Otto was born January 5th. 1938. My dad is born May 24th, coming up this Friday, 1938. It was kind of surreal sitting in my living room looking at my dad, who's the same age as Jim Otto, when we lost Jim Otto when I came in the door. So I'm very blessed and fortunate to be in this seat. I'm very blessed to have known Jim Otto. I consider him a friend, but I consider him an icon and a legend, and I never felt that way around him. I felt like he was a friend. I actually felt and know that he cared about me. And he was generally interested in what we had to say. He knows I married into a hunting family. My family on my wife's side is a big hunting family, and he's a big hunter. So we'd have conversations about hunting and duck hunting and all of that. And whenever I was on the field before a game, that's always been the biggest perk of my career, having access to the field. And you could see Bill Russell, Joe Morgan, Reggie Jackson, all the greats. But they all would go up to Jim Otto. And they'd go up to Jim in his wheelchair, and everyone would get there, say something in his ear. Jim would smile. Think of the effort. Last thing before I open up the phones. Think of the effort that Jim Otto gave to be with you. Think of the effort that Jim Otto made to get on airplanes in his physical condition, his entire life to sit with the Davis family and go to San Diego and go to Kansas City and go to New York, where he could have stayed at home and watched it on the couch. His effort to be a representative of the Raiders is one of the great stories in NFL history. I often tell everyone, and you know this, that no organization does what the Raiders do for their alumni. Mark's proudest achievement is the alumni. That's what Mark Davis puts as priority, the alumni, and how important they mean to the Raiders. Well, oh my God, where do you put Jim Otto on that list? And Mark looks at everybody the same, once a Raider, always a Raider. But I would consider this, you know, for someone like Mark, this is like a second dad. You can't replace Al Davis. I can't replace my dad. But you look at Jim Otto and you have him in your life, and you must just sit back and go, this is incredible. I can't believe that I got to know this man. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is the several trips I did to the Hall of Fame and sitting out there in the crowd, and Chris Berman would introduce all the Hall of Famers. And you could tell Chris Berman would get to Jim Otto and he understood Mr. Raider, and he'd work the crowd up, and Jim Otto would come out and at the Hall of Fame get a loud ovation. And I'd see him at the McKinley Grand or the Holiday Inn, and he'd come in with his wheelchair. He was in a wheelchair for a number of years, always smiling. Mr. Raider. We lost an icon yesterday, and we're going to pay tribute to him today. I can't even imagine what the Raiders are going to do. I'm not privy to what they're going to do and what Mark's going to do and Mrs. Davis, but I'm sure it's going to be big. It's going to be really big, and he'll deserve all of it. The Raider organization lost one of their most valuable people ever in the history of this franchise. I just want to say again, rest in peace to Jim Otto. He was a beautiful person, a great human being, a role model to many, and someone I think will never be forgotten because of the way he played. Blood and guts. Blood and guts. Play every play of every game. Play while you're injured. All athletes today can learn from Jim Otto's ability to play through pain, show up, not complain, be a leader of men. In this era of load management, we had a night game. We're not going to play the day game. We get a day off. We get a bye week. We don't have padded practices for a month. Think of what Jim Otto did. And remember, this league owes a debt of gratitude to Jim Otto and the players who played in his era, who played with pride and poise, were committed to excellence, and did everything they could to entertain us. Fred Biletnikoff in a few moments. Chris in West Oakland, start us off on our Jim Otto tribute show.
Hey, JT, you know, it's getting to be, it's great that you open up the phones and, you know, this turns into a great, you know, hour, 2 hours of remembrance. Too many of these days, but I guess that's what happens when you get older. But again, I'd like to say thanks to you for, you know, turning the phone over to people like me. And when it comes to Jim Otto, look, there's just not enough airtime in 2 hours to fill the accolades of this man. And you talk about the effort. He didn't just give the effort. This man literally is the definition of sacrificing his body to do what he loved. And he once said in his book that after he finished playing, people asked him, do you have any regrets? Would you do anything different? He goes, not one single day, not one single surgery. Nothing would I give back because I got to live my dream of being a football player. And this guy literally was Mr. Raider. Literally, the very first Oakland Raider, the first draft choice in the history of the Oakland Raiders, the only all-league center in the history of the AFL. Unfortunately, he retired. Him and George Bland have both retired 1 year before the Raiders won their first Super Bowl. But when you think of Mr. Raider, you think of Jim Otto. And you stole the words right out of my mouth what I was going to say, JT. This guy is the poster child from the throwback era. I know you got Freddie B coming up. I'm going to be real quick. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, not only is the guy a great player, you're right. I got to meet Mr. Otto a handful of times. The first time as a kid, you know, I go to the Colombo Club in Oakland. When I was 7 or 8 years old, they used to have Raider night there every year, and there'd be 10, 12 Raiders. One day I got to get over to my mom's because there's a picture over there, and I'm going to post it on social media. I'm sitting on Jim Otto's shoulders with Phil Villapiano, Gene Upshaw, Mike Ciani, and George Blanda all in the picture. Jim Otto put me down, shook my hand. He goes, hey, kid, who's your favorite Raider? I looked at him. I kind of said, Kenny Stabler. my dad kind of cringed, and Mr. Otto slapped me on the back. He goes, that's okay, kid. He's my favorite, too. So rest in peace, Mr. Otto, and I want to say this. I think the greatest compliment he probably could have ever got, John Madden wrote in his book in a quote about Jim Otto, when you look up the definition of a football player in the dictionary, there needs to be a picture of Jim Otto. Rest in peace, Mr. Otto. I've always said I believe the snake is probably the most popular Raider ever, but maybe the most important and certainly Mr. Raider is Jim Otto. Rest in peace. Condolences to his family. Shot of Crown Royal raised to him tonight, my friend, and I can't wait to hear Freddie B's tribute to him. Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot, and especially for the impact that he had on you as a fan. And, yeah, I think you could honestly say, and again, this is when someone passes away. I did this show for Gene Upshaw. We did this show for other legends who have passed away. And you really don't want to rank people when they die. You don't, like actors and actresses and singers and performers. But as Chris said so eloquently, you could say easily the most important Raider, the original Raider, the first one drafted, everything that he did and the impact that he had as a legend for what he did to put his body on the line. All time is really important. So whatever you want to say about him is really important as we get rolling here out of the break. And we're going to get going here. And we're going to talk about Jim Otto the entire show. So jump on in whenever you want. 702-365-9200. The Raiders were kind enough to put out here on Twitter a tweet of me opening up the show from my house saying we were going to do this today. You can jump into that thread there. You can go on our YouTube page at YouTube, JT the Brick YT. We got a lot of people in there already to start up the show. And we just want to tell stories about the impact that he had on your life and the history of the Raiders, because the Raiders have a big history, and Jim was around for a lot of it. I mean, he's a big part of all of it, all of it. And there aren't that many of them left, especially that had that type of impact. And we're able to get another one on right now, one of the greats of all time, here in a moment. So we'll get going on that. And then the rest of it, look, it was a great weekend in sports. Xander Schauffele won the PGA Championship. My Knicks lost, which was gut-wrenching to me. That was gut-wrenching to me. And all of that in general was just really a big weekend. The Denver Nuggets losing to the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves' comeback was absolutely brilliant, historic basketball going into Denver and able to win that game. I don't know how they did it. I was at an event, and they were down big, and my son came up to me and said, Dad, the Wolves are going on a run, and the Wolves end up winning it. And I said, how did that happen? What's going on there? So as we open up the show, we'll get up to you. We'll hear what you have to say. We're hoping for a couple of maybe surprises and other guests who are going to jump in here along the way. The Raiders have kicked off OTAs as they kick off OTAs today. And we're going to get going on all of that as we open up the show here and get going. When we come back, we will talk to Fred Biletnikoff. And Fred will tell stories about the impact that Jim Otto had on him and his life as we open up the show. We are brought to you by PT's. They fuel the monologue, the best happy hour in town. Go to PT's 5 to 7, midnight to 2, and go on there. Have a good time. Toast one for Jim Otto tonight. This is a Jim Otto tribute show, live on Raider Nation Radio, live on YouTube, Las Vegas Sports Network, and a lot of our content will be there on the Raiders site at Raiders.com. We're going to miss Jim, but we're going to celebrate his life because it was a long life, deeply fulfilled with family, friends, and football on our Jim Otto tribute show.
My number, 00, came from a nickname. And it was Ott.
And Mr. AFL-00 Jim Otto, the 9-year All-Pro center.
They called me Buckethead because I had a helmet size 8 1/8. I had a very large head. And then I was one of the older guys on the team, and they called me Pops.
JT, back with you. It's our tribute show to Jim Otto, who passed away yesterday, and we wanted to bring in one of his most important friends and teammates, Hall of Famer Fred Biletnikoff, kind enough to join us. Freddie, they're all big, a big one for you and Angela and your family on the loss of Pops. How are you? Okay, we are waiting on Fred Biletnikoff. This has been a struggle to get him on. Fred, are you there? All right, we're going to get Freddie on momentarily here. We just had him on hold. I think we're in a bad spot with his phone line, so we'll try this again. And if everybody else wants to get through, we'll get you on at 702-365-9200 as we open up the show here and having a tribute to Jim Otto here. Fred Biletnikoff's going to join us in a moment. Raiders are at practice. Hopefully we'll get someone else coming up here, and we'll take your calls and your tweets, and we'll read everything that the Raiders are putting out on this as we open up the show. Again, I got to know Jim Otto pretty well throughout my life and my 26 years with the Raiders. And now we're at a point now where we could just look back on his career, his legacy, and his memory, and hopefully celebrate that today as he passed away yesterday, and the Raiders quickly reacted and put up a bunch of video tributes. Their website is going to be loaded up today. And I obviously am aware that what the Raiders and their historians mean over at the organization, and they're going to do a good job today putting out some more news and some history on him. Also, we're going to play an interview that I did with Jim Otto on top of that. And we just got his Hall of Fame induction speech from the Raiders. So as soon as we get that and we dump that into the system, we'll be able to play that, as I believe we got Fred Biletnikoff ready to go here. And there's a big loss, obviously, to Freddie, and Bobby's trying to get him on a line now here as he's driving around some way in the Bay Area. So a couple other things about Jim Otto and his bio here. Let's not forget the University of Miami, the Sports Hall of Fame, his great history in Wisconsin, all the businesses that he was able to own, everything that he was able to do as a businessman. Fred Biletnikoff, the Hall of Famer, we got him. Freddie, I'm happy you're chuckling because you should be. We're celebrating your good friend, Jim Otto. First off, for you and Angela, sorry for the loss of your friend, and how you holding up today?
I'm doing good. You know, I'll tell you what, it's, you know, you can't, on one hand, you can't shed a tear. You got to smile. You got to think back on how much he meant, not only to me personally, when I first started as a young kid years ago, and the influence he had on me all the way through since 1965 until he passed away, the friendship we had, the fun, the joking around, the traveling time, the training camps, seeing him after we all retired, and seeing him the last couple of years at all the football games down here in Las Vegas and even in Oakland, obviously. But there'll never, ever be anybody else like him again that's going to represent the Raider organization ever. He was just such a, not only a big influence on the field and off the field, and a family man, a friend, a very dear confidant, and he was just amazing. He was just totally amazing. And it's just, you know, it's like when you look at people and you see them and you're friends with them for so many years, you know, he's one of the people that you don't ever expect to pass away. And all the things that he's been through for all these years, I don't know how he ever got out of the hospital on some of those situations that he was put in. But he's tough. He's one of the toughest guys I've known, I've ever seen on the field, and tough on you as a friend too. You know, he wanted to make sure that you had a lot of respect for everything and everybody. And number one, the Raider organization and the years we played, and nobody personifies that better ever, and will never ever be comparable to Jim Otto. People always ask, what's it like to be a Raider? Well, Jim Otto is the person that you look at and say, that's what it is to be a Raider. That's what it takes to be a Raider. And that was Jim. He was the Raider. He was the Raider guy that, other than the torch, he's the next person right there next to Al.
Fred Biletnikoff joins us, the Hall of Famer. Fred, I want to elaborate. When you came in, how tough was he? Everybody talks about the injuries, obviously losing his leg late in life, the injuries, the surgeries. But take me through a typical training camp practice or a practice during the week or a game for an example of his physicality, playing through pain, and how tough of a football player he actually was.
Well, he never came out of a game. you know, you can see him at times coming off the field and might be halfway through the game. We're in the third quarter, and he's really out there being so physical and tough. And he was the general in charge of that offensive line and making sure the quarterback got protected. Everybody was doing what they were supposed to do. But in training camp, he carried on in training camp just like it was a ball game every practice. And seeing him do that and seeing him getting injured, getting hit, and going back in there again, it had a lot to do with everybody that, you know, there you had to have a certain amount of toughness in you that if you wanted to be on this team and playing with him, you better have that same toughness. And he's the one that was really the leader throughout the years. And even now, even all these years after he quit playing, that he was still our leader. He was still the guy that people want to see, people want to be next to. People will make sure that you're going to say hello to Jim Otto. You're never going to pass him up. You're always going to go out of your way to say hello to him. And he embraced everybody, no matter where it was. It could be at the airport. It could be at a restaurant. It could be at the ball game. It could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. He never hesitated. He never had people hesitate. He welcomed everybody to come up and meet him and talk football and talk about the Raiders.
Fred Biletnikoff's our guest. Freddie, in the AFL years, when you came in and he was there, the rivalries of Kansas City and all the other big rivals that you had, what was it like to have him coming out of the tunnel? What was the other team thinking, looking at all you future Hall of Famers, before you were Hall of Famers, earlier in the prime of your career, when the other team looked at Jim Otto, what did the other coaches and players think?
They're going to get their ass kicked. that's what it was. You followed. He was the leader. He was the general. I mean, you followed that general out there on the field, and believe me, at the other team, the coaches, whoever may be from the other team that we were playing, when Jim let us out on the field, they knew the rest of the army was following Jim, and that's the way it was, and that's the way it was. Like I say, when he was on the field, the beginning of a ball game, coming out of the tunnel, and then even now, you know, every time people around Jim, players around Jim, all the players that had an opportunity to play with him. And it's really, really sad that he's gone, but he's going to join a lot of guys that he started with when I was young, that he made the Raiders the Raiders. And the group of guys that he made sure that everybody was going to make the Raiders the Raiders.
Freddie, friendships mean everything to you. And Mr. Davis had a lot of friends, not only in football, but politics and entertainment and all that. And I just see so much video of Mrs. Davis, Sally, Mrs. Otto, Al, and Jim walking into buildings together, stadiums, getting off flights together. What was that relationship like post his career when Mr. Davis had him in the building, in an office, and he was working for the team, traveling with the team? What was his post-career like? Because he was a successful businessman with the Burger Kings, other things that he was doing, an avid hunter. What was that relationship like with Mr. Davis from a distance?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, they both had so much respect for each other. And Jim was the model player that Al wanted to be a Raider. He wanted everybody to have the same attitude, the same work ethic, the same toughness, the same, you're going to be there playing in every play, on every down, and every single game of the year, that Jim was the model. Jim was the model that all of us followed. And that was a great person to have and a great person to be around, to see when you came in as a young kid and going through all the years and everybody else that followed. And when Jim Otto was there playing, you knew what you had to do to be a Raider. And then even after Jim retired, and a lot of us were still playing that started when we were young, and he still had that influence. When he would come up to training camp to watch us practice, or wherever it may be to watch us, be there for the game, you know, it was Jim Otto. You know, he's the guy that made the steps going into that Raider organization and going out on the field to play.
Yeah, Freddie, last one, it seems like, and you said it so perfectly, I mean, his legacy was playing and showing up and being there for the organization and you, the teammates, and knowing that you had someone you could count on. And that happens in sports all the time, but we're in a different era now. And when people say old school, I like that. It seems like he's the ultimate Raider, and what every player today who's playing in the modern era of the league should look back on and say, that's how you do it.
Well, my opinion has always been this. When people talk about old school, unless you were there, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Because I'll tell you what, Jim was old school. He was old school, and I was very, very fortunate to be around somebody like him for a long, long, long time.
Nicely said, Freddie. Tough day for you, and thanks for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You take care, and the best of Sally and the family.
Thank you. That's Fred Biletnikoff. Couldn't do this show without him today. Needed his impact, arguably one of his greatest friends and teammates of all time. So this is our tribute show to the great Jim Otto, who passed away yesterday. We're taking phone calls. We're reading tweets. We're just going to have a good time. I mean, a lot of it's going to be paying tribute to a gentleman who just passed away. That's hard to do. But for Pops, he deserves a celebration because he made it a long life. 86 years old, considering what he went through. Okay, there's a lot of football players, a lot of Hall of Famers who have died in their 50s, 60s, 70s, early 80s, didn't get to 86 years old because of the damage that the sport did to their body. Really happy that Jim was with us this long and we could celebrate his life. Thor joins us next right here in Vegas. What's happening, Thor? Thanks for calling.
JT, what's happening, my brother? I'm wearing my Jim Otto jersey right now, and when we go live later tonight, we're going to drink a shot of Jack for Jim. He used to come out to 66 every once in a while during football season, and he'd always do a shot of Jack with us. And Jim, to me, is the greatest Raider of all time. I know we don't want but actual Raider, like living life as a Raider. He was such a Raider. He was such a good dude, and that's part of being Raiders. Like, he was so humble. He'd always talk to everyone. He'd sit down. I once made a video called The Real Raider Nation, a little 30-minute video at Ricky's. He asked Ricky if he could go sit in the other room with me and watch it, and then afterwards he kind of critiqued it and told me, you know, about little things. But he didn't, like, not for any money, not for anything. He just was, like, he treated every fan like a real person. Mm-hmm. And he was such a great dude, but he was so solid and strong in what you would think of as a Raider. I really, Jim lived a great life, man, and I'm happy for him. I know it was a lot of pain and losing the leg towards, you know, the last whatever, the end, but what a great guy. Yeah. So everyone should have a shot of Jack for Jim tonight. Man.
Thank you, Thor. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your story with Jim Otto. And I'm happy you brought up Ricky's in San Leandro, the great Raider bar. He was there a lot. I'm thinking of Tina and Ricky who passed on. He was there a lot, and he would go up there and show up for things. You know, back in the old days, you know, I'm going to talk about the 60s and 70s. I'm talking about the early 2000s, which are 24 years ago. You know, we're talking about almost a quarter century. He was everywhere. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Raider rally, yeah, on the field, yes, at Ricky's, yeah, at the Oakland Airport Hilton, in the lobby. He was everywhere. He wanted to be around the fans. He was a football player. He wanted to be known as a football player and a gentleman. So I don't know if anybody said they had a bad experience with him. And sometimes with athletes, you can. There are certain days athletes aren't in a good mood. They don't want to talk to you. Hey, man, they're busy. I never got that from Jim Otto. He was always approachable. And the last couple of years, I was talking to a really good Raider friend, my buddy Thomas, and he made a great point about him. In the days in Oakland, and this is not a knock on Vegas, I mean, we play in a beautiful state-of-the-art stadium, and there's private parking underground, and these celebrities come in underground, right? And then they go to private elevators, and they go up in suites, right? And then they're in an area in these suite sections, which are so gorgeous at Allegiant, that most fans can't get to unless you have that access to those seats. So with all that happening in Oakland, Jim Otto was really easy to find. He'd come in with Mr. Davis, or he'd come in and he'd walk through the parking lot. He'd walk through the concourse. He'd be at the West Side Club. You could see him walk into his suite. And then during the game, you could look around from your seat and look up and see Jim Otto. Very set, a different time we're living in now. You could still maybe catch a player in a suite or catch a player. You know, hell, there's a player. Oh, my God, look over there. There's a player. He's walking by me. Back then, it was regular. You could do it all the time, and Jim really appreciated that. He was one of those guys, when he walked through a crowd, everybody knew Jim was walking through. Cisco, Black Hole, Las Vegas. Cisco, heavy day for the Raider Nation. How are you?
Oh, man, JT, yes, you got it right. It is a gloomy day for Raider Nation. Most of us that, you know, been around for a while have seen Mr. Otto numerous times. And you know, my brother said it best, you know, Thor and the previous caller. He was just so humble, and he would just stop, sign autographs, take pictures, have a conversation, like he was your best buddy, like you guys went to college together. He was just an amazing man, and every opportunity that I have when I saw him, I made sure I walked up and shook his hand and thanked him for being who he is, not just a Raider, but a human being. And, you know, the story I want to share with you, it was kind of surprising to me, but again, it just shows the type of person that he was. As you remember, John Vella would have those 76 reunion parties over at Flats and Jack London. And I had went and obviously saw Jim, shook his hand. It might have been the very first time I ever met him, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And signed my book, and, you know, we talked a little bit, and I said, "Dan, I didn't get to see you play with my own eyes, but seeing the videos and that of you play, man, you were the best. You were the best." And he said, "Thank you." You know, and he would always revert because it was teammates, you know, and Madden. And I'd say about two to three years later, the team was still in LA at that time. Two or three years later, me and a buddy went down to the game in L.A. And went to the hotel that the Raiders would stay at the night before the game. Mm-hmm. Current players are in there registering and whatnot. And to the left of me, I see Jim. I was like, "Oh, man, I got to go up and shake his hand again." So I walk over there. He's talking to Jim Plunkett's, his nieces and nephews or grandkids. I'm not sure. And they were little kids. And as I'm walking up, I hear one of the little kids say, "Oh, I heard you own a McDonald's, don't you?" And he bent down, put his hands on his knees, and said, "Hey, those are fighting words. I own a Burger King." And the kid just looked up, and he just put his hand on his head and, you know, rubbed his head and gave him a hug and said, "I'm just messing with you, kid." And then the kid went away. And then I walked up to him, and I said, "Hey, Mr. Otto, pleasure to meet you again." And he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And I was like, "Good, good." And he goes, "Hey, where's your buddy?" And I was like, he goes, "We were at Scott's, right?" And I was like,
"Yeah, you remember."
Oh, and yeah. And I was just, I stood back and I was like, "Oh my God, like he remembered that." And I just said, well, yeah, he's back at home. I'm here with this buddy here for the game tomorrow." And he goes, "We got to get this one." I said, "Yes, we do, Mr. Otto. Yes, we do." And, you know, I just shook his hand. I said, "Pleasure to see you." He goes, "You too, buddy." And I walked away. It stays with you. Beautiful man. Yes.
Thanks, Cisco. It stays with you. Thanks for sharing that memory. I'll see you soon, and we'll have a few Modelos for him.
Yes, we will.
Take care. That's Cisco of the Black Hole. Appreciate him coming on. And people telling stories, you know, when an athlete can have an impact on your life and meet you and remember your name and talk to you, Jim was like that. He came to a lot of games at Allegiant Stadium. Very happy that he was able to see the transition to Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Jim Otto's an Oakland Raider. We know that. But the Raiders are now in Vegas. And for young Vegas fans, one of the reasons I was put on the radio in this town, humbly, it's to tell stories about the history of the Raiders. So if you're in Vegas, you never saw Jim Otto play or you didn't meet him, you'll hear a lot about him today as we pay tribute to Double Zero. This is the Jim Otto Tribute Show on Raider Nation Radio.
Commitment to excellence, pride and poise, the greatness of our football team, were not only exemplified by Jim Otto, but for more than a decade, he was the standard of excellence by which centers were judged in professional football.
Al Davis, on his speech, as Mr. Davis obviously inducted him, one of the many. Jim Otto, the inaugural season, 1960, a 1967 AFL champion. He's on the American Football League all-time team, the NFL 100 anniversary all-time team, Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 1980. So if you look at his accomplishments, it's about everything you could get. He didn't win a Super Bowl, but he was an AFL champion there. He retired the year before the Raiders won. And think of that. The Raiders should have won multiple Super Bowls with Otto. They should have. You know, Super Bowl I and II, when you look at Super Bowl II and the Raiders losing to the Lombardi Packers, okay. But the Jets Super Bowl that the Jets won and Super Bowl IV for Len Dawson, those were Jim Otto Super Bowls I wish he would have won because the Raiders were arguably the better team. But Jim had a brilliant career. And playing 15 seasons for one team, that is very rare, and he never missed a game. Wow. Never missed a game at the center position with monsters coming after him on every play. Some of the best players ever went toe-to-toe with him on the defensive line. 502 Raider is up next on the Jim Otto Tribute Show. What's happening?
I'll be quick as possible. So I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, man. I was a lifelong Raiders fan in my mid to late 20s, and I heard about an event that they used to have in Oakland all the time called the Raider Mecca, if you remember.
Yes, very well.
And I hope they bring that back again one day because I missed that. And so I've been to a bunch of Raiders games, but I've never met any of the Raiders ever. So I went to the Mecca, and you're sitting there, and I'm going through and looking around, and I'm losing my time out. I was with my girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And the very first Raider I interact with is Jim Otto. You sit in line to get your autographs, and he's signing his book for me. And I was so starstruck, and I remembered vividly like it happened yesterday. I mean, he actually sat and talked to me for like 5 or 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. People waiting in line. We had discussions about it. He signed my book. Was such a good, just it was not like you'd think, no snootiness, no arrogance, no nothing. He's just a guy. And I was so impressed, and I will never, ever forget that, man. My girlfriend's like, you look like my 4-year-old. And I'm like, you just don't understand who that is. She's like, yeah, I don't. And people don't understand, Jim Otto was just a genuine good guy. I remember going to Ricky's Raiderland and seeing Biletnikoff and Stabler sitting having a beer like 2 tables from me. The Raider Nation is different. I tell people all the time, man, he's going to be missed. He was one of the greatest Raiders, if not the greatest Raiders of all times. He was a genuine dude, and I feel for his family. I pray for his family. Raider Nation, raise your glasses, tequila, bourbon, whatever you're drinking. And then, hey, he will always be in my memory for the rest of my life, man.
Nice call.
It was a pleasure.
Appreciate it. My pleasure taking your phone call on that. And times change. You know, it's 2024. You're not going to go to a bar or probably a restaurant and bump into Max Crosby, Christian Wilkins, and Aiden O'Connell. You're not. It's just not going to happen that much. It's a different era that we're in. You know, guys now, Max Crosby is a throwback. I was texting with Max today. Max is a throwback. He could have played in the Otto era. Now life's different. And back then, you could bump into Raiders in Alameda in Oakland in bars and restaurants, have a drink with them, see them. They were very approachable. Not that the guys now aren't great. They're all great. I mean, all these guys were unbelievably cool. But it was just a different era. Imagine going out with Stabler, Biletnikoff, and Otto. Imagine walking into a bar with those guys and how cool that must have been back in the day. And a lot of Raider fans saw that. And it's just a different time now. Athletes aren't as accessible as they were in the 60s, 70s, and other times. Hardcore Raider joins us on the Jim Otto Tribute Show. Go ahead.
Hey, JT, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
So, I'm older now, but I'd say probably too young to be able to watch Jim Otto play. But, you know, I've heard stories, and I just really felt like he set the foundation for, like, what offensive linemen should be, helped pave the way for guys that came later with the Raiders organization, like, you know, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, guys like that. But I just felt like he was part of, if not like the main foundation for the Raiders organization, and what like pride and poise and commitment to excellence meant. So even though I never got to watch him play, I appreciate all the stories. I just want to give my thoughts and prayers to his family. Thank you, Mark Davis, for lighting the torch for him and doing that tribute. I thought that was awesome. And then lastly, let's not forget, I mean, this guy, Jim Otto, was the first guy to hike the ball to Ken Stabler, the snake. and was part of that 1973 game against the Steelers, the Immaculate Deception. So we lost a good one, but he'll always be loved and missed. And thank you for paving the way for us younger fans.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Jim played in a lot of big games, a lot of AFL games, as the AFL was the league that he came into. And during the merger, you know, that was the end of his career. So he was an AFL guy, all-time AFL team, 10-time All-Pro. 9 of it was in the AFL, only 1 in the NFL because he was close to retirement. And he was one of only 17 men to play in all 10 AFL seasons. And he started the Raider franchise first. That's a big one. Started the first game ever at center and never missed a game. Jim Otto played 223 football games and never missed a game. Let me say that again. 223 games at center and never missed a game. If you can't get anything out of that, if you're a player or a fan and you don't understand that, no one can help you. It's that incredible. So here's what we're going to do. Next hour, I'm going to jump off of YouTube here in a minute. I want to thank everybody on YouTube. I read a lot, and I appreciate everybody there. You can find this hour of the show. Next hour, an interview I did with Jim, which I haven't heard in years, so I'm looking forward to hearing Jim's voice again. We'll be able to hear that next hour. And then we have his Hall of Fame speech. Raiders sent us that, and I'm excited to hear that too. So that'll come up here in the second hour, and maybe we get a player. I got to reach out to a couple other alumni here. We'll see what happens. Phil Villapiano was on this morning. He wanted to come on here later, but we'll see if his schedule permits. And just a salute to Jim Otto here on an important day. As the Raiders are starting OTAs, I can't imagine what Antonio Pierce must have told the team or is telling the team now about that. And Mark Davis lighting the torch last night after the news of his passing. An honor to be here and call Jim Otto a friend. And I'm going to miss my friend Jim Otto. May he rest in peace.